This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Had a feeling coming in here today that something would happen with the Pirates. I mean, given what has transpired in St. Louis or what had, and that it's a day off and that you're home again and that everything's fallen to pieces beyond what any of us thought. And most of us thought the Pirates would be bad again this season, would not have a winning record again this season. But I did not see this. I did not see the Pirates on pace for their fewest wins ever in a 162-game season. I did not see them as being worse than year one of a tank job with Ben Cherington. But the news has come out here, and it comes out on the same day that white smoke is pouring from the Sistine Chapel limits. I don't know if Shelty applied for that job.
He might be the new Pope.
Are these stories related somehow?
He might have had to leave just so that he can take on his responsibilities, because in a really good Crowley tweet that I saw,
yes,
it's been a big week for the Cardinals electing a new Pope and the Cardinals getting Derek Shelton fired basically in the last three games where they swept
pretty
them
much.
And it was pretty bad. Busy week for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. Mike Tomlin, the last coach standing in Pittsburgh over the past week here. This couldn't have been surprising to anybody. And frankly, it's not that surprising that Cherington wasn't included here, but he should have been. And that's where I stand on this. Bob Nutting is the reason that the Pirates are a laughingstock, but Ben Cherington is second and is not absolved of blame, even though he works in financial handcuffs. Other teams win with these restraints. And again, and I know I've said this a couple times today, for those who say, as one of the people who commented on my Post-Gazette column, which was Ben Cherington is the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Somebody said this is like, you know, blaming an infantryman when you lose a war. No, it's not. He has a lot to do with this. And the easy way to refute the notion that, well, what could you expect from Cherington? You can't win with a payroll like that, is that his predecessor did. I mean, it's just such an easy crushing of that argument, is that the guy he replaced went to the playoffs three straight years on the same plan. It's not like Neil Huntington walked in and they were ready to win. He bashed down the building just as fast as Cherington did and started from a patch of dirt. Now, he had a couple players, namely McCutchen, but he traded everybody and he just started anew. And by year six, they were winning. This guy, Ben Cherington's the story here. It's not even Shelton. I've often said that a baseball manager has less influence on his team than any coach manager in all of sports. Shelton was not good at what he did. They should have been better. But even if they had been a handful of games better, it wouldn't have mattered. Charrington is way more guilty in this than Shelton, and he's still here. He got the first quote on the team release statement, telling us that Shelty is an incredibly smart, curious, and driven baseball leader. Well, I'm glad he's curious, Ben. He said, I believe he was the right person for the job. I'm curious why you're still here. If I was gonna send a statement back to the Pirates and to Ben Charrington, what are we doing here, Bob Nutting? You're going to let that guy run another draft for you? Are you out of your mind? Now, Nutting says there is a lot of baseball left to be played. We need to act with a sense of urgency and take steps necessary to fix this now and get back on track as a team and an organization with the same GM. Really, you think moving from Derek Shelton to Don Kelly, and I like Don Kelly, is going to get the organization back on track? The organization is further off track than the Limitless Express. No offense, Limits.
It does get off track a lot. Yes, we're all to blame for that.
Let's go to the lines. 412-928-9370. Derek Shelton fired. Ben Charrington still here. Pirates on pace to win 51. Who do we got?
Let's begin with a frequent caller to Zangrilli. Doc in Claysville wants to chime in.
How are you, Doc?
Hi, fellas. I'm happy and yet I'm not. The Pirates made a change in the manager, but they decided to go with the bench coach, Don Kelly, which is a big mistake. They're giving up on the season. And the other thing is, I wanted somebody like A.J. Burnett because I want discipline. And that's what you have to have when to be manager. That's what Maddox did for the Cubs up there. And like I say, I'm happy to see that they made the move they had to make. But I'm very disappointed in the replacement.
What do you
Nothing
think?
Against Donnie Kelly.
Yeah.
But I think he needed to go outside or else. Like I say, A.J. Burnett would have been nice, a disciplinary.
What do you make of Charrington still being here, Doc?
Oh, no, I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you all the way on that. And I can't believe he didn't. He could get rid of both of them, but I can't understand that. That's why Nutting giving up on a season already. Wish he'd sell the team.
How many years have you been a fan, Doc?
Well, I'm 82 years old. I've been a fan for, let's see, at least 70 years, because I was born in 43. And so I just was so happy they made the move. And but like I say, I wish Donnie Kelly would, you know, not take the position. But that's a damper to me, Joe, that they're putting a rookie in there as a manager. And like I say, there's a lot of season left, Joe, right? A lot of season. May, June, July, August, September.
I don't know if that's the good news or the bad news. Have you ever seen it this bad in all your 70 years? And I know about the drug trials, and I know about the 20-year losing streak. Have you ever seen people this mad and the situation this bad, Doc?
No. I'm sure most people are celebrating, but like I say, that was a damper to me, was who they replaced. Nothing against Donnie Kelly.
Yeah.
He looked like a nice young fellow. But they made a mistake. John Madden or else A.J. Burnett or somebody like that. And like I say, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in, but it really is good news. But yet, maybe Donnie will surprise me, but he don't look like a disciplinary.
Well, I appreciate the call, Doc. And appreciate your loyalty as a listener, your loyalty to the Pirates. Thank you, sir.
You remember when Doc delivered this classic?
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Who was he talking about?
Dan Sangrilli.
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Here is Darren in Pittsburgh wants to chime in on Shelton.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Real well.
No, hey, it's a great day to be a Bucko fan. I'm glad Shelton is gone, but I couldn't agree with you more. Charrington should have got the axe as well. It's nauseating what he's done to the Pirates. He's had now 6 years to turn this thing around. He makes Neil Huntington look like a baseball genius. But I wanted to kind of echo what Don was saying.
Maybe Neil Huntington was a baseball genius for all I know. That dude, he's the only one in the last 30 years who has won anything around here. And I know it went south for Huntington, but he performed a miracle.
Yeah, he actually did. You were right when you said he started with a patch of dirt. It was those years seem like they were 1,000 years ago, too. I mean,
I know.
You know, I'm 50 years old. I've been a Bucko fan since I've been a child. This season is absolutely disgusting. I don't want to go to games anymore. A lot of my friends are Pirates fans. But the reason why I called, guys, was the potential replacements. I know at the start of the season there were rumors that Shelton would be gone. You know, Terry Francona was one of the replacements that was mentioned, but also Francisco Cervelli. Unfortunately, he's over in the Italian league, and there's a guy over there, Pietro Mangalardi, mentioned as well. He's an assistant coach. What are your thoughts about potential replacements for Shelton?
Well, first of all, they should have gone with Terry Francona in the offseason if they could have gotten him. I've heard people say Francona wouldn't come here. That wasn't what John Parato said, and he knows Francona very well. I think Francona was ready to come here. Now, I don't know about his relationship with Charrington, but if getting Francona meant getting rid of Charrington, I would have done that too. As far as other replacements, I don't know. It's the same question you asked with the Penguins. Do you want a riser, an up-and-coming guy, or someone who's been there and done that? I don't think it matters, and I'm sure you would agree. A new manager might get you a couple of more wins, but it's the least important role in this organization. It's not going to make any difference unless somebody gives this guy players. The owner's not because he doesn't spend, and the GM's not because he's incompetent.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A great day would be for Tomlin to be gone as well and just clean the slate for Pittsburgh sports, but that's never going to happen. You had mentioned about the level of disgust for, I mean, you cover the Pirates as well as anybody has ever covered the Pirates, and you pull no punches. It's like a never-ending cycle of misery with this franchise. This is, for me, you mentioned it here a second ago, this is as bad as it's ever gotten.
Yeah. I mean, the off-the-field stuff combined with the on-the-field has made this, and I wasn't around 144 years ago when Ron broke in as a beat writer, but this has to be the most disastrous, calamitous start in the 144-year history of this franchise. If somebody else can give me another that would match what we have seen on and off the field with this team, God bless you. I'd like to see it. I doubt you can. Next.
Here is...
And by the way, I'm sorry, Limits. Yeah. I said next and then I interrupted you. Those are two longtime Pirate fans. Doc and Clazel has been a fan for 70 years. And people are just sick over it. The fact that they hang in there, to me, is so commendable. And if I had anything to do with running the Pirates, I would feel such shame over what I have put people like Doc and Claysville through. Like, what are we doing here? We have Paul Skeens. We couldn't go out. The owner couldn't order his GM to go out and get one moderately priced slugger in the offseason. Like, what's that going to do? Bankrupt the owner? Bankrupt the franchise? You go out and you get Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and Spencer Horwitz as your big dramatic move? What are you doing to these people?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Next.
All right, let's go to Mike in Johnstown.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say on the topic there of Paul Skeens, I honestly think it started when he was given the nod to be starting on opening day. You just saw how he looked at the manager, Sheldon, and it just really went to show you, I mean, is this guy really going to lead us to more wins than last year? I honestly think that we should have never had him coming back this year, but
how much of a difference will it make? How much of a difference does the manager make in the end? And again, Shelton needed to be fired before this season. I don't think he was a good manager. But how much difference would a new manager make?
I mean, are we just going to keep trying the same thing over and over? I mean, honestly, is change going to hurt at this point? So, I mean, they bring in these veterans that think they can be player managers. Obviously, it does not make a difference. But, I mean, it's a shame Clint Hurdle went, you know, got a new job already. I honestly think he's one of the few people that could try to get the ship turned around here.
Thank you for the call. Next.
All right, next up, let's go to...
Here's the thing, yeah. Limits, and I'm sorry I keep saying
that's
next.
That's completely okay.
And rudely interrupting you, but I keep thinking of things. And I'm sure many other people have said this many times, is that when anger turns to apathy, it's all over. And judging by attendance right now, it's getting there.
It's getting very close.
The Miami Marlins are barely a franchise, and that's the only team below the Pirates in attendance. And when I see lines lit and people still being angry, which means they still care, that's a blessing. And the fact that they have Paul Skeens and maybe Bubba Chandler coming up and the makings at least of a pretty dynamic young rotation just underscores how little they've done to build around that. Starts with Nutting, yes, but Ben Cherington. We're in year six, and there's not one guy on the team that he developed? How is that not a fireable offense? If I had Bob Nutting in front of me, I'd say, Bob, why is Ben Cherington still here? I still believe he's the right guy. Why? What has he done? Have you seen your lineup lately? Let's go ahead and compare it to the 2020 COVID lineup when your team went 19-41. And you tell me which is better. The one with Eric Gonzalez and John Ryan, whatever his name
John
was.
John Ryan Murphy.
Murphy.
And Ben Gamel.
And Ben Gamel and Eric. Did I already mention Eric Gonzalez?
Eric Gonzalez?
Did I mention JT Riddle?
No, and
riddle me this.
Van Meter.
How is this lineup worse? And it might be. What are you looking at? You have Canario at 122 and Tommy Pham, who when he isn't making obscene gestures to fans is at 183 with, let me count them. Oh yeah, zero home runs. And you have Adam Frazier, version 2.0, who is a below average major league hitter. And Matt Gorski and Henry Davis, Andrew McCutchen, who's 38, is your three-hole hitter. Jared Triolo at 167. Somehow Ben Cherington has made this worse. What are you doing keeping Cherington around? For what? Next.
Here is Hoagie in the car.
Hello, Hoagie.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better. How are you?
You know, could be better, but we're going in the right direction.
Are we?
Hopefully. So, to me, Sheldon is the first.
He
obviously needs to go.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the season's pretty much over, so why not just treat it like an extended spring training? Just bring up every young kid and see what they can do.
I do agree with that.
Make it entertaining.
It sounds like you're in
some... entertaining and exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in an automobile factory. Where are you right now?
I'm in a car driving between appointments for work. So.
Oh, okay. I agree with you 100% on that. That you just play, you play Henry Davis every day. You find every young guy who's knocking on the door and you give them all auditions and every single old guy. And sadly, I'm not sure that shouldn't include McCutchen pretty soon. I mean, what are we doing here? He's been the least of their problems, but he's 38 years old. Like, what's the point? Especially, I mean that's also... you know, exhibit A or B of what Cherington hasn't built here is you're still depending on McCutchen. And he can still hit, by the way. You're still depending on McCutchen as your three-hole hitter? Oh, my God. Canario batted fifth the other day. Limits, he's batting 122. You and I have as many extra base hits as the canary in the coal mine this year.
Their lineup on Tuesday was just, frankly, unbelievable. Where Canario was in it, Henry Davis was in it, Leover Peguero in a 2-1 loss with Paul freaking Skeens on the mound. It went Cruz, Reynolds, McCutchen, Hayes, 5-9. Canario, Gorski, Jared Triolo, Leover Peguero, and 133 hitting Henry Davis, your number one overall pick.
I think Smyzik tweeted this the other day, and he was right. It might have been somebody else's tweet that he retweeted, that Mario Mendoza, who became, you know, the symbol and namesake for inept hitters, the Mendoza line at 200, this guy would be in the middle of the Pirates lineup.
Yeah.
He'd have an average that's 75 points higher than Canario.
Jared Triolo's hitting 140.
It's unreal, Limits.
Canario, 122. His on base is 200. His slugging is slower than his on base.
I know. It's really?
Yes. His on base percentage, Canario, is 200. He's slugging 195.
But we just keep throwing him out there, and the GM has the nerve to go on his radio show Sunday and tell us he's in there because we think there's slugging potential. I had people 2 weeks ago, and I wish I could find the guy because I want to tweet him back. Stop using the nickname for Valdez. He looks like a good player. Smyzik even said that Valdez looks like he has a power bat. The Exxon Valdez, what's he hitting? 207 with two homers?
The Exxon Valdez currently is hitting, as he actually pinch hit in that game, 209.
Yeah?
He's hitting.
How many extra base hits? How many homers?
Two homers, four doubles, two triples.
Oh,
so there's actually been a little bit of pop for the Exxon Valdez.
Yeah. Make him your cleanup hitter for the rest of the year. He, you know, in this lineup, I guess he does look like Barry Bonds.
He's one of the only ones qualified.
This, make no mistake, this is the team that Nutting built, yes, for sure, but it's really the team, it's the lineup, it's the roster that Ben Cherington built. And it's an abomination, and it's a fireable offense. And the fact that that guy is quoted first on the team statement firing the manager is an outrage. Next.
Next up is Chris. He's in Canonsburg.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Ultimately, this is on the GM. The manager might win you, what, 4 or 5 games a year? The GM has to make the right moves. You look at teams like Tampa Bay or Oakland who are playing in minor league stadiums and bringing more people out to the game than the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
The most beautiful stadium in baseball, and these teams are bringing more people out. Tampa Bay Bills a strong team every year in the best division in baseball. They spend less money than we do. You have to draft and develop better players.
Again, proof that these people who tell me, Charrington has nothing to work with. While that, A, is true, he has very little to work with. B, other teams on similar or smaller budgets win. So how is that a logical argument for the guy?
And then, listen, Nutting is who he is. You could cry over spilled milk all day, but you need a guy that's going to clean it up and make cereal with milk. You have to, or make cereal with water. You have to make it work. Somebody has to make it work.
What's your all-time favorite cereal, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm a Frosted Mini Wheats guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Limits, how about you? Frosted Mini Wheats, or what tops your list?
I like Golden Grahams.
Frosted Flakes. Someone had the ingenious idea all those years ago to take cornflakes and sugar, which you were going to pour on it anyway if you had cornflakes, and prepackage that, where the sugar's already like pasted to the cornflake.
I like Golden Grahams. I like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And I liked Apple Jacks growing up, especially.
I love Apple Jacks.
I don't eat that much cereal anymore, Joe. I need to eat breakfast. I need to be healthier and eat a breakfast better.
I agree with that. I was just going to look something up, and now I've forgotten what it was with Ben Charrington and this hideous, hideous lineup that he has, and the fact that he's done nothing to make this team better offensively in 6 years. The greatest move he's done for this lineup is Joey Bart. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Limits.
And not screw up picking Paul Skeens. That's it.
That has nothing to do with the lineup.
I know.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.